I'm Marilyn Waston, and you're getting it straight from a woman's perspective here on Zoomer Radio. And week to week, Dr. Betty Rosendahl of Thornhill Naturopathic Health Clinic joins us and tells us how to deal with a health matter naturally. So I'm looking forward to learning about something new this week, Dr. Betty. So welcome, and what are we talking about?
Well, this week we're going to talk about the prevention and management of colds and flus. And this time of year, as you know, there's a lot of colds and flus out there. I just got back from holidays myself, and I know over the holidays there were a lot of people that were sick, and we're not over and done with it yet. So certainly from a naturopathic standpoint, there's a number of things that we can do to prevent colds and flus, and certainly from a naturopathic perspective, we can actually treat colds and flus because this is really important. So, you know, a couple of basic things I think are really important. This time of year, it's chilly outside, so we want to actually keep the temperature of the food that we eat opposite to the temperature outside. So this is the time of year that we really want to eat warming foods, soups. It's probably not the best time of year to have your cold smoothies, to have ice cream, to have those chilly foods. And actually, in Chinese medicine, the philosophy of yin and yang, and specifically, yin is very cold and yang is very hot. So we really want to have warming foods, yang foods, and that could be spicy foods, warming foods, soups and stews. And that prevents our body from being chilly and then exposing ourselves to the outer elements of being chilly. We definitely want to have, just looking at food in particular, having at least 2 to 3 cups of vegetables a day. You want to choose a mix of root vegetables, potatoes, yams, carrots, leeks, turnips, kale, spinach, broccoli. Basically, we need a lot of vegetables during the course of any time of the year, but this time of year to get our proper nutrients. Vitamin A, vitamin C, those things are really, really important. So we can supplement, but certainly food is nutrition and we want to get as much of our nutrition from the food that we eat. Like I mentioned, we want to avoid cold and raw food. Cold and raw food actually takes more energy to digest and can cool down the body. So if you're always hot regardless of the season, it's really important for you to eat warming foods this time of year. You actually want to limit your fruits to about 2 times a day. Fruit has actually natural sugar, but it can actually feed an infection. So if we have a bacterial infection or a viral infection, we actually want to reduce the amount of sugar. And that actually applies to iron as well. If patients are taking iron supplements, for example, for anemia, iron can actually feed bacterial infection. So it's actually important once you get sick to reduce or even eliminate for those couple of days or a week your iron supplements, for example.
So you've already given me at least 6 good tips for looking after colds and flus this time of year. And I'm amazed at how many things we can do to prevent colds and flus. If someone wants to talk to you about their personal health and approaching it naturally, how do we reach you?
They can give me a call at my office at 905-707-2001. Or through the website, which is thornhillnaturopathic.ca.
So your health can be addressed naturally. Dr. Betty offers a complimentary consultation of 15 minutes either by phone or at her office. And all you have to do is call 905-707-2001 or log on to the website thornhillnaturopathic.ca. And there's a link for my website, marylands.ca, because Dr. Betty is on the list of sponsor experts just right there. So thank you, Dr. Betty. I enjoyed learning about how to look after colds and flus naturally, and I definitely learned a lot today. So thank you, Dr. Betty, and I look forward to learning more next week.
Thanks so much, Marilyn.